talked with him since then.
Well, I think you ought to call him up, Doug, and say that we're goddamn sure about this. He knew the United States. My God, I had it in my speech for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're about to announce a program. I mean, everybody worked this weekend. I only got the vice president's report on Friday or Saturday.
Right.
And I talked to McNamara on Sunday. They worked yesterday. We're putting it in a speech for tomorrow. And for him to go ahead on Tuesday afternoon, which involves hundreds of millions of dollars of balance of payments, which is going to sabotage a program to put the United States up in the lead in the 70s. It's very difficult for us to go ahead if he's buying. And I think he ought to retract that thing until he sees what sort of an offer we've got.
Oh, he isn't going to buy these planes.
Well, now, wait a minute. Here's the AP story.
Yeah.
Pan American World Airways announced today it has ordered 6 new Concorde supersonic jet transports.
Right.
Well, I mean, Christ, he's buying them.
No, he isn't going to buy them. I saw the contract, and
well, I think he ought to put out a statement that he's not buying
them. He has an option to buy them.
Well, except, you see, that isn't the way the announcement reads.
I see the announcement reads differently, but I read the contract, which he showed to me a week ago, and he has,
well, why don't they, you
he
better
has the right to pull out for $1.5 million.
Well, they better put out a statement, because otherwise, for me to go now ahead and announce our program is going to look awfully foolish. He ought to make an announcement that, you know, that they've made no decision on buying the planes. They merely purchased an option. Why they felt they had to purchase an option, I don't know. At this point, I mean, Christ, if we're going to go ahead, the French and the British aren't in such a strong position. I mean, he threw $1.5 million down the drain because...
I think he has.
Because
yeah,
when we do our thing, then what the hell does he need an option? They're going to be around, everybody's going to be around competing to sell them.
That's right.
Now, but the only thing is, he's made it very difficult for us now to go ahead and announce our program. If it looks like, and the fact is, he knew this was coming up. Halaby told him 2 or 3 times. He's given me the best argument for not having one airline and making it Pan Am that I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't know why he did it.
If he's so indifferent to what the United States government is doing, I think, Doug, you ought to call him and stick it right up his ass. I want him to eat that today, because otherwise we can't possibly go ahead.
Why don't I'll call Halaby and find out.
Well, I got Halaby. Halaby's in his office.
Yeah.
But I think you ought to just say that we think that this is a deliberate thing to beat us when we're about to announce a program. It ensures hundreds of millions of balance of payment loss, and it ensures that there's no sense in the United States government going ahead with a program that would give us the lead in the 70s, and that this looks to the president as a deliberate act, and we're going to spend our time screwing Pan Am. So why don't you give him some of that, see if you can get him to pull that back.
But he made very clear that this is not a balance of payments loss when he talked to me, but I'll see if I can get him to make that clear publicly.
Well, why isn't it a balance of payment loss?
Well, he says he's not going to buy the planes.
Well, then what does he announce? You better get that announcement. Now, wait a minute, which number is it?
UPI.
It's UPI 122. Now, maybe they better get out another announcement then, clarify it for the end of the day, or otherwise I don't see where we're going to be.
Yeah, because I think you saw
you get
my memo, right?
Yeah, but I'd make it pretty unpleasant with him.
All right,
make it look like everybody over here thinks he gave us a deliberate screwing.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, fine.